much along this week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Vayikel. He hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding in all manner of workmanship. Exodus chapter 35, verse 31. Moshe assembled Bnei Yisrael, reiterating what Hashem had commanded him while on Mount Sinai to speak to them that they bring an offering willingly from the heart to contribute materials to build the Mishkan. Bezalel is chosen by Hashem to oversee the entire project that would amount to a great artistic endeavor. Moreover, Bezalel is endowed by Hashem with the Spirit of God, the Ruach HaElokim, in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, Chokhmah, Binah, and Da'as. Exodus chapter 35, verse 31. The Talmud notes in Berachos 55a that these same qualities were used by Hashem to create the heavens and earth, as is found in Mishle, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19 through 20. This insightful comparison points towards the idea that the Mishkan, the tabernacle itself, is a reflection of heaven on earth. Inasmuch that Hashem's presence, the Shekhinah, dwelt in the Mishkan between the two golden cherubim on the cover of the Ark of the Covenant, from where Hashem spoke to Moshe, the Mishkan encapsulated a smaller rendering of Hashem's glory in Shemayim, heaven, where according to the vision of the prophet Ezekiel, in Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 1, Hashem is surrounded by the cherubim, the angels. In consideration of the designation of the Mishkan as a place where the Shekhinah, God's divine presence, would dwell, it is all the more understandable why its master craftsman was endowed with the same qualities that Hashem used to create the heavens and the earth. A microcosm of the whole, according to Akedah's Yitzhak, the Mishkan required more than artistic capabilities. Rather, it called for divine intuition in regard to making patterns found in the heavenly realm. Shabbat Shalom.